I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. It's been a very difficult year for Hope Givers International. Its chief aid recipient, Emmanuel Mission International, had their licenses revoked while staff and leaders were arrested. As a result, up to 1,500 orphans were forced out of their care by opponents. Licenses have been reinstated and they're now awaiting the return of these children. It's feared some were pushed into prostitution and crime. And mixed response is what describes what's happening with three of the languages Transworld Radio is broadcasting to in Nigeria. There are few Christians and no formal church among the 5 million Kanuri speakers, a few more believers in a church plant among the Hausa, and many are turning to Christ among the 25 million Yoruba speakers, and churches are growing. TWR will soon be broadcasting from Benin, bordering Nigeria, which will enhance their work. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. Full-length interviews and other MNN versions are available on demand at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.